This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Welcome back, everyone. It's Ben here from Lads to Dads. How are you, Matt?
I'm all right. I'm good, thanks. How are you, Matt?
Yeah, very well. Good to see you, mate. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
Were you working away, pulling in the pennies to fund this studio?
Our new studio.
Oh, mate, it is top drawer, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, it looks good. Looks like you're excited?
I'm excited, mate. Yeah, I think it's something that's like, it's been a long time coming as recording and things like that, isn't it?
It's only going to get better, isn't it? Quality. More curtains on the wall. But yes, are you, Matt, you work away, don't you? So you're back now, which means in the next over the next month or so, you're going to be getting flooded with episodes, blogs. Just keep the fans, keep the fans happy,
Yeah, I think it's something that we've needed to do for a while and we've left everyone waiting for a little bit, haven't we? And
yeah, they've all fucked off, forgot all about us. We're back at square one.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's good that we're getting episodes back out. We've got our blog. Mm-hmm. We've got our new website.
Exactly, ladstodads.com. We've dropped the from. So it's www.ladstodads.com.
Yeah.
Go take a look. There's blogs on there, links to podcasts, and also listen to us on Spotify, iTunes. Like and review. Give us a 5-star rating.
Got a little surprise for you, actually, mate.
Go on then, Matt. Fucking starting on offer surprise.
Just got accepted onto Amazon, didn't we? So we're on Amazon now.
Oh, God. What's next?
Yeah.
You might even get a Tinder date. how is that going for you?
All right. I'm on Bumble now.
Yeah, completed it. How wide's your radius?
150 to 500 miles.
Well, of course, obviously. Obviously. You've got to find lane. You've got to find number one, haven't you?
Ages 21 to 64.
Yeah. I reckon you'll get more of the elders because, let's face it, you as a cameras, don't lie, Matt. You're pushing on a bit.
Well, what I like to think is when I lost my hair, that's it. I stay that age forever, really.
When people say, I've lost my hair, do you lose it or have you just, it's fallen out? Because there's a chance you could find it.
I've got some new shampoo, right? I've not given up hope that it's going to come back.
Yeah.
I got some new shampoo.
Right.
I don't think this is hereditary male baldness. I think this is some sort of rash that I've had, right? It's made my hair fall out. And I think if I use this medicated shampoo.
Right.
Any sort of illness that it might be, it might cure it. So well, that's what I'm thinking.
Fingers crossed, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
There's a chance. Positive mindset always helps. I like it. Mm-hmm. What's the phrase we use? Positivity helps. Say it 3 times. Matt, what I want to ask you, as you've been away, obviously as a father, what was it like coming back? Did you surprise your daughter to see her or how did that go down? Walk me through it. Was it majestic?
I had stuff to do first. Yeah, tidy the house and that. And then
tidy the house, go out for dinner, see the boys.
See the lads. No, honestly, as soon as I got home, I was absolutely could not wait to see her.
Mm.
I did wait because I had to I had to stop over at my mum's house first because we docked up north. Mm. So spent the night in Hull.
So your mum had to see her little boy first before you could see your little girl.
And I honestly, I knocked on the door thinking it'd be funny. I knocked on the door and I said, "Mummy's little sailor's home," like this. And I thought that'd be funny. The response I got was not what I expected.
What did you get?
Arthur's working in the kitchen. He's on a conference call. So I was like,
he's on a conference call.
Yeah, he's on a conference call.
I bet he rolled his eyes. Fuck's sake.
Showing that. I'm that embarrassment. You know, like he's on like proper top conference calls with people around like the world and stuff.
And there's Mummy's little sailors coming.
And then you just hear me in the background, "Mummy's little sailors home."
Conference calls take a turn. Yeah. Oh, is that your little stepson, is it? Yeah, he's in his 30s. Yeah,
he's 34.
He's 34, living the dream.
Yeah.
So you've gone there, and then you've travelled down to see. Did you drive?
Yeah.
So you drive all the way down to see your daughter, and walk me through it.
Well,
is it going to be like, you know, you see on YouTube, like the military fathers come home or the military mothers come home and like see their kids and they drop everything and run, and it's like brings tears to your eyes. Some of them. Have you ever watched them?
I mean, I watched one, and I think it's a bit.
Oh, here comes a Matt's mine. Here it is. It's a bit over the top. They've only been away for a year.
It is a little bit over the top. Like, I
mate,
just think,
they were away for years.
I know, but it's all very American, isn't it? It's very nothing wrong with America and nothing wrong with... I just think sometimes we have this sort of... We have a bit more of a stiff upper lip to things in the UK, don't we? Mm. And I mean, by stiff upper lip, we're sort of like... Anally retentive, aren't we, or whatever the
sorry,
word is.
Sorry, all I heard was anally.
Is that how you say it? It's like...
No, that is it. Anally yeah. Lapsing.
Yeah, we're not very good at showing our emotions. So then when you see all these, like, with the piano music in the background and, like, there's a dog that runs out of nowhere.
I'm coming home.
Yeah.
I'm coming. Fuck, man, that sets me going. I'm off.
And there's sort of, like, Westlife playing in the background, flying without wings. Some guy steps off, like, a jet and, like, he's got his Alsatian with him and that dog's buzzing as well to see him.
Just to see his kids.
Yeah, just to see his kids. Everyone's, like, crying. They're at a school, like, who's allowed to grow up into the school?
Why there's an Alsatian here? That kid's been mauled to death.
Yeah, that's what you don't see.
So
afterwards.
It didn't go like
that? It is a little bit like that, actually.
All right, so you hated every minute of it?
I loved it.
All right, contradicting.
I do enjoy it. I just don't put a soundtrack to it. I just sort of, like, and film
next
it.
Time,
and
film it, soundtrack. But from, like, the POV. Do you know what POV is? Yes, you do.
I watch porn.
Only a lot. Yeah. Right. You've gone down to see Autumn.
Yeah.
And how did you spring her? Did you just dump, like, strut straight in or what?
Can I just say as well, actually, this, you know, filming it and stuff, for me, it's the equivalent of, yeah, each to their own. People might want to do it, but I am, we've just had this thing where we've said
don't look at the cameras,
don't look at the camera, because obviously this is our first time filming the podcast, and said what we do, don't look at the camera, I've just seen Ben go.
I just want to make sure my hair, I've had a shave, don't know if the Instagram followers saw yesterday, they'll top up from the Turkish barbers, mate.
Yeah, loved that. No, what for me is filming that situation is a little bit like when people film themselves crying.
Who the fuck films themselves crying?
Some people do that. And yeah, you know, if it
for
makes
what, research
you feel better,
purposes or for...
Just to show people on like stuff like how upset they are and things.
They so, feel... What the... Seriously?
There's a category of stuff... I think there's a category of parts where you shouldn't film yourself. One,
masturbating.
What was that thing? Chat roulette, right? So no.
Sorry, what's chat roulette? We all know what chat roulette is.
So no filming yourself having a wank.
Mm-hmm.
No filming yourself crying. Also, don't need to look in the mirror when you're crying as well, because your eyes already know that they're crying. So you don't need to.
You
like,
don't need to look in the mirror now.
Your
yeah,
eyes don't need
sense.
To see it again.
They unnecessary know, condensation, isn't it? Potentially,
they're the ones that are doing it. Yeah,
exactly.
Also. Don't need to film or take pictures of yourself sleeping. You're not sleeping. You know when people go, just having a little cat nap. Just have a quick nap. And they've got like their dog there and everything else. And just fast asleep. Like, you're not asleep because you're holding a fucking camera.
Put it down, you silly cunt.
Put it down. No pictures when you're kissing. You're like, you know when people kiss and then they get a picture while they're kissing. Like, concentrate on the person you're kissing, not
How come you do
camera.
That with your partner? You never, like, kiss, like, when you go see your mum, you don't do that with your mum or, like, your auntie, well, unless you've got a fruity auntie.
I'm not much of a relative's kisser, actually. I don't...
Not mouth open, no?
No tongues.
Well, I'm just fist pump, mate.
Fist pump. Actually, talking about relatives, maybe we should address the fact that I'm in trouble with your mum at the moment, aren't
I? Matt, I told you. What are you playing at?
I am sorry, Miss Wilson. What happened is...
So let's go back. So you've got your political views, and you think Boris, a.k.a. the bag of custard, is... I'll let you explain, mate, because when it sort of goes to politics with me, I just don't have a fucking clue.
I don't, like, obviously politics splits people and everything else, but I think where you need to say something, you need to say something sometimes, and I think Boris Johnson is a big bag of custard.
He does, doesn't he?
If a person was a bag of custard, Boris Johnson would be it, like his hair, it's like all blue.
Here's the thing, boy, I had custard last night, mate. Just up at the spoon, I went, here we go, Boris. Straight in, mate. It's put me off having custard properly.
He would be like spotted dick with custard on it because he's a bit of a dick. And
he's
like his hair is custard. So anyway, I thought it was quite convenient that he said if the levels reach a certain like number, then we're going to have to go back into lockdown. Mm-hmm. But then when he did that lockdown first time, he realised, oh, we've absolutely, like, fucked our economy and we've got this Brexit thing coming up. So we're already in, like, a weak position.
Mm.
And now we're in, like, a really weak position. So we may not be able to do that second lockdown we was talking about, but we've sort of given this, like, eat out, help out thing and everything and the numbers are going up and we're just on the verge of reaching that number again. I said, jokingly, but sort of true at the same time, wouldn't it be convenient if just before we got to those numbers, we ran out of tests and we couldn't test everyone? Like, so we couldn't hit those numbers because no one could get tested.
Mm.
That'd be convenient.
Could you imagine?
Yeah, I mean, like, who would do that? Who would do that and think,
and
no one will notice?
Like clockwork, boss.
Boris, we've reached that number. We're going to have to call in a second lockdown. Oh, just lose the test. There's not enough tests. So anyway, I thought that would be, like, you know, funny to mention. Next week, and also I'd previously put, because he does sort of like make things up and then blame it on other people.
Yeah.
And I also put what I thought would be quite funny was something that it just says Boris Johnson to chat shit, pass it on.
Yeah.
Like childishly, I thought that would be funny.
That's what you expect from a 34-year-old man.
Yeah. And your mum responded to that one with just the word no. So then I was like, shit.
See, when you see the notification come from your phone, it says Joan Wason has commented. Are you like, oh, what the fuck have I done?
I get worried, you know, like when you're at school and you think, fucking hell, I'm going to be in trouble for this now. Like, it's sort of like a mixture of try not to laugh because, like, you're in trouble, but at the same time, like, take this very seriously because it's Joan Wilson and she's going to rip me a new asshole. Mm. So, I had a look and basically mum told me off, didn't she, a lot, and I had to sort of apologise and say...
Was it your cousin who said something?
Then my cousin also, I think he sort of felt the same way as what I'd put, and he put something... I've just called him a knob. And then he put something like, because I said about, you know, Boris saying that you could have hunting parties, but not like just six of your mates around.
Yeah.
You can't have S Club 7 around your house, basically.
Fuck that.
But you can have hunting parties.
Could you imagine that, right? Knock at your door and it's the entire S Club 7 coming. Would that be fucking horrific?
Well, no, it'd be an easy option, really, because Bradley, I think he'd have to go because...
Which one's Bradley?
He's the one who just used to go around the halls at unis. Like, at least, you will know at least one person who Bradley's tried it on with.
Mm.
I mean, I think he knocked on a girl that I know's door asking for a cig when they were playing in Southampton uni.
Not surprised, mate.
It's like, I think he would go and maybe just the other guy. One of the other guys.
Get rid of all the blokes.
Just on a few of the guys. Just leave Rachel. And then just get rid of all of them. Maybe keep Hannah and that Rachel one who was an FHM.
Well, now we know your sexual fantasy, Matt. I had to obviously say something to the old dear. So look, just let people are allowed to voice their opinion. Stop calling them knobs. And she told me off. So
now you're in trouble.
Now I'm in trouble not talking to her. So anyway.
Yeah, but I apologised to you, Mum, and I said, no, look, everybody's allowed.
No, do you know what, Joe? You've got to take this on the chin. Hey, I was thinking the other day, right? How come, you know, ghosts, right? Because we think our house is haunted.
Right.
Right, and like Theo, a little boy, Theo and Ronnie, they wake up and there's an eerie feeling in their bedroom, right? And Emily's like, my wife, she goes, the room's haunted. That room is haunted. Because ghosts obviously can't open doors and go out. You know, so they just stick in one room. But why are ghosts always from like the 1800s and 1700s? Why are they not from like 2007, 2006? Like you just get a ghost in the background going, it's Britney, bitch.
I do think this. I do think, like, they are quite old-fashioned ghosts. I've decided it's nothing to do with it, right? It's nothing to do with them all coming from the 1700s. I think once you get to, like, wherever you go, there's, like, a dress code policy.
Right.
So you're only allowed to wear, like, the ruffles and the it's nothing. People are like, oh God, ghosts don't exist because they're always from the 1700s. So that makes it's just that the dress code.
Yeah, because you wouldn't see. I saw someone and like it looked like a figure with Adidas popper tracksuit bottoms walking across my landing.
Right, your house, by the way. I think I've told you this before.
It's weird, isn't it?
Did I tell you about me waking up in your house?
No, what happened?
I've never had an experience like this before in my entire life. And I'm not saying this. I know this makes me sound like a nutter. And it also is convenient that I'm saying it now that we've just talked about it. But I mentioned it to you in the morning. You maybe forgot. But I was laid on the floor on the bed thing. And there was like, I woke up. And I had, you know, those night terror things where you can't move, but you feel like you're... Have you ever had it where you feel like you're
like
paralysed?
Like a stroke.
Yeah. But I wasn't so much paralysed. It was just hard to move.
Mm.
And there was a black figure above me. Like, just this black... But it was a feeling as well as it being, like, just... It wasn't like a... It's like a shadow, you know, where it's got no edges or anything.
Something like a Harry Potter movie.
Yeah, like a, what they're called, like Death Eaters or whatever.
Mm.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promote for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Yeah, but it was just like it was like blurred edges to it.
Right.
And it was more of a feeling of like darkness over the top of me, just looking over the top of me. And I couldn't move and I couldn't really like do anything and I couldn't make any noise. I couldn't think, I could just feel it. And it felt not right. And then...
Was that the night we stayed up and did all that crack?
No, honestly, mate, it was the weirdest like experience I've ever had in my entire life. I told you about it in the morning.
I now vaguely remember you saying something, but I just thought you were hungover.
No, it was horrendous. But I didn't want to like mention it in front of Emily and the kids and that because I didn't want you to like...
So you just let us live in that dangerous house? Cheers, mate.
I didn't want to... worry anyone. But
so we all get killed in our sleep and you're like, I knew it. I knew it was going to happen.
Nah, because I don't feel like this whatever it was above me had any sort of like power of hurting yet. It just had a sinister feel to it. So it was nice. But
Emily's on nights tonight. I'm going to be sat there on my own downstairs going, cheers, mate.
It was, and your front room is always like cold when it happens. Like it becomes cold. And I don't know if that's because you turn the central heating off.
Just downstairs we turn it off, especially when we have guests.
Yeah.
We're not sharing our heat.
So it was, it was strange. But I've had these feelings, I've told you before about my mate George and his girlfriend, didn't I, where I predicted.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Maybe it's you.
I've got gypsy blood, don't I? That's what it is. It's the, so if I've not mentioned it before, have I mentioned it before on the podcast?
I don't believe so, mate. Let's hear it.
Right. Again, this is making me sound weirder and weirder.
Nah. No.
But I had a dream years ago, and it was of this sort of like little girl with pigtails, and it looked a little bit like Wednesday Addams. And then there was a song going on. I think she was singing it, or it was in the background or something, and it sounded a bit like a sea shanty, and the name in the song was Sally Brown. And I thought, so I Googled everything. I was looking for songs about Sally Brown, like the, you know, like sea shanties, and I couldn't find anything anywhere. And I thought, I've never heard of that name before in my entire life.
Right.
About a year later, I was going to visit my mate, and we had my other mate in the car, and he was like, oh, yeah, oh, George, yeah, well, I don't know. I don't know if his bed will be there. So I said, oh, who's that? Oh, he's with that Sally Brown girl, isn't he? And I was like, you what? So it's like, that's Sally Brown. I was like, nah, who's Sally Brown? And so then anyway, when I got there, she had like dark black hair.
He's still
with her. I mean, I don't know when they're going to get married, but they should be soon because it's been a long time they've been together. But yeah, it was ridiculous. She had like dark black hair.
You said this to him.
Sally Brown. Yeah, it freaks him out. He doesn't like me talking about it.
Doesn't make him around.
Yeah, it just... Because it just freaks him out.
Mate, that's weird, mate.
So weird. And it couldn't have, like, it couldn't be just like, I've just gone and made that up. Like, it was, because I was asking people about it. Have you ever heard of Sally Brown? Because it was just so, like, stuck in my head.
And do you go around the streets going, have you heard of Sally Brown?
Have you heard of Sally Brown? Like, a photo.
Do you know where this lady is? Obviously, you're going out with your mate.
But yeah, it was weird, isn't it?
That is fucking odd, mate. That is odd. But yeah, like we said about the haunted thing, I had it with, like, my sister. Don't know if I said it before. I was in the house in my own, in our old house.
Yeah.
I used to live with my parents, and my sister's room is directly above the living room. I'm sat there watching Keenan and Kel. Shout out to Keenan, shout out to Kel. And then I just hear, like, you know, when the drawers open, like they're on rollers, I'm going, oh, my sister's in. So, and then I heard it shut again. Then I heard it open. I thought, oh, I'll go see Sally, not Sally Brown, calm down. So I went upstairs. Open the door. There was no one there. I was like, and the drawer was open. No windows were open. So I thought, oh, maybe she's gone into her toilet because there's like an ensuite in there. And then I went back downstairs, carried on watching telly, and then heard the drawer shut. So I shouted, Sally, Sally, nothing. 2 seconds later on, Sally's come through the front door from college. She's like, you're all right. And I was like, you're not just upstairs. Like, no. Gone upstairs, both the room, the drawer shut. I was like, fuck this. So yeah, had to move out ASAP, Rocky, mate. That's horrific, isn't it?
Poltergeist. I don't want to alarm you, but have you ever seen, I think it's The Grudge. Oh, it's The Ring, one or the other. The Grudge. Yeah, The Grudge.
No, I haven't seen that.
Or Paranormal Activity.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Have you noticed there's a theme in all these where the ghost follows them around?
Do you know what the theme is as well? It's always at night time.
Well, the theme is that every house you've been in is haunted. Maybe it's following you around.
It's me. So, update. I've been watching on Netflix. You know, we're doing a bit of a movie review here and there.
Oh, yeah.
The Fall.
Right. Gillian Anderson, X-Files woman.
Now, the blonde bird?
Yeah, I've done my research.
Absolute worldie.
Yeah.
But, slag.
Is she?
Absolute slag. Yeah, mate. Just like, she's just chucking it around. Yeah. Chucking it around. So, basically, it's the bloke who does 50 Shades of Grey as well.
Jamie Dornan.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
And set in Belfast. He has a weird, weird fetish.
Right.
Which involves the police trying to hunt him down. It's very weird. I don't really want to... Should I give a few spoilers away or not?
On a scale of 1 to 10, how weird would you say this is, just for anybody who might have that fetish?
So like 10 being really weird, 0 being not so weird, like a 3.
Oh, right, cool. Okay, all right, good.
No, but it's fucking weird, yeah, mate. And he basically is like, he's got an attraction to these sort of women who are like black hair. They look quite like pretty girls, but like normally they're in like power positions. Like,
yeah.
And one of them's a solicitor. The other one's like, I don't know, owns a veterinary or something. I can't remember. And he like kidnaps them.
Mm.
But like does it in their house, like breaks into their house when they're alone or got company. He like strangles them.
Mm.
And then he like paints their nails when they're dead and like puts them in a position. He draws pictures of them. Doesn't like rape them or anything like that.
Yeah.
Doesn't sexually assault them. Like paints their nail. And like he knows the police are onto him. And like he starts getting intense, mate.
Mm.
Definitely a good watch. I don't want to spoil too much about it, but the full Netflix, I'd give it a out of 5, definitely 4.2. 4.25.
4.257 on the ladometer.
On the ladometer.
Wow. Okay.
There's some bits in it you go, fuck, you know. But I was watching my wife and she was like, he's like murdered all these people. And she's like, I still can't see a bad thing in him. I was like, yeah, because he's fucking gorgeous.
50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah. I was like, I still think there's good in him. I was like, yeah, I bet you want a bit of good in him.
Well, we've talked about this before, haven't we? I think there's an element to some women who like, they like that type of stuff, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like murder, right?
Murder, all that stuff. Like the danger of it all, I think.
Well, I wouldn't say they like that bit. They like the fantasy of it, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, not saying that they enjoy
like,
it in real life.
Like when you hear it, they're not like, oh, fuck, I'm so jealous.
But you say about the drawing, isn't I do like the old serial killer documentaries and all that. Lot. And I do like...
Here, Ben, look at some of my drawings I've done.
It's funny you should say. There was this serial killer. I was reading about him. And he got caught because what he used to like to do was... He'd like hang women and stuff, and he would get women who like that sort of thing. Like they like to be choked, they like to be all that lot. And he'd say he likes it, and they'd meet up on these groups. But then he was like hanging, like and drawing it. It was some people, horrific.
You know, some people take things a bit too far, Matt. You know,
yeah.
Like, so everyone likes a little bit of, you know, rough and tumble now and again. But let's not be stopping people living.
Let people live their life.
Yeah, and then draw them afterwards like some sort of sick fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
But highly recommend it. Get on that. Probably the best thing out there at the moment that I've seen.
Right.
Oh, fuck, here we go. What have you got?
I say that. There's a few things I've been very excited about.
Sex era?
You're a trash.
Maywild program.
No, there was... there's the new season of The Boys, which is good.
The Boys? What's that about?
That's on Amazon Prime.
Oh, is that the heroes? Superhero things?
But they're the opposite. They're like the vigilantes who, the heroes are the bad guys. They've all got a bit cocky, a bit big for the boots and stuff and go around. You know, like when they destroy shit to like save the world, but this is like focusing on the people that, you know, were in those buildings when they were like smashing them down and things. It's quite a good concept. So that one's good. Season good 2.
On Amazon Prime? But Matt,
yes,
you know, as I've got a little questionnaire for you here.
Oh yeah,
as you're a father of a daughter, I'm sure, and I know you've got you've got Disney Plus.
Definitely,
I know you and Autumn would have smashed through that because also you like a bit of Disney, don't you?
Every now and again,
got a few questions. I want to see if you've can answer them. You know, see if you've been paying attention to the Disney channels.
It's a Disney quiz.
Yeah, got a little bit, just a little one. See how much of, you know, the lads can be dads sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, the first question I've got for you, and also the I'll reveal the answers after. In fact, no, we'll go as we go. I'll give you the right answers.
Nice little surprise. Yeah, go on.
So, who was the first Disney princess, Matt?
Cinderella.
Oh, confident.
Sleeping Beauty. Shit.
I've not heard of that last one. Snow White.
But I knew it.
No, you didn't.
Well, I didn't actually.
No, you didn't.
It's quite the opposite of what I knew. Yeah, go on.
This is a weird one. How old is Snow White?
14.
She is an old.
Yeah.
Weird, isn't it?
Grimm's Fairy Tale. Do you know the full story of it? Date rape.
Is it?
Genuinely, the prince, like, yeah, he...
So for all these fathers and people and mothers listening out right now, they're going to stop letting their kids watch Snow White.
If you knew all the different things, there's some horrendous stuff in Grimm's. Go on, yeah, anyway.
Beauty and the Beast, bestiality, disgusting.
Filth.
Absolute. I've still watched it. Weirdest thing I've done. <to. laughs> What is the evil fairy's name in Beauty... What? Hold on. No. I've given you the answer there. Who is Rapunzel's? You know Rapunzel?
Yeah.
Who's her love interest?
Well, is this Entangled?
No, Rapunzel.
Yeah, but Rapunzel's entangled, isn't she? That's Rapunzel entangled.
Give me an answer, I'll let you know if it's right or wrong.
Flynn something.
Fucking
Flynn.
Good, mate. Flynn Rudder.
That's it, yeah.
Does have a second name, Rudder?
And,
I feel you were confident, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I did like a rudder. some of these questions are quite hard. I've got two more for you.
I'll be the judge of that.
In The Little Mermaid, what does Ursula steal from Ariel?
Her voice.
Oh, well, is it hard? Now, this one's hard. When Shrek first sees Princess Fiona laying there, does he A, shake her to wake her, B, kiss her, C, teabag her, or D, text her?
I shakes, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be a lot better if it was C, though, wouldn't it?
Teabag, yeah.
Also got a gift going away soon, haven't we? We've got a little gift, what's it called? A gift giveaway.
We've got a little gift giveaway. Now, we'll keep it a secret of what we're going to give away. But
isn't it? It's about 6 inches. It's about 12 inches, and it's black.
Yes, lettuce.
Awesome, guys.
Yeah, our guys. No, it's but to win that prize, we need a little secret word.
So the secret word. Would you like to take the reins on that? Anal bleaching.
What about tea bag?
Teabag, there it is.
Yeah, just teabag.
Teabag.
Yeah. And what we'll do is we'll just edit out all that guff that we just did.
Don't ever use the word guff again.
It's just a word I found the other day.
We could use that guff.
Guff. Is guff a bad word or a good word?
I thought guff was a fart.
Is that what it is, a fart? See, we've all learned something today. You've learned the word liberal and I've learned the word what guff means.
Yeah. So have you been using the word guff in a different extent?
I think so. It's like when my godfather, he learnt the word lol, but he works in like a care home and stuff. Mm. And he, he's a carer for like people with dementia and stuff. Mm-hmm. And he said to me, he noticed on a text message that I'd put lol. And he said, oh yeah, I'm down with the kids. I put lol as well on my text messages. So I said, all right. Okay. So he was like, yeah. Lots of love. It's an old
That's
thing.
What my mum used to think it was. She'd be like, right, see you later. Lol. I was like, give it. You're not even funny, Joe.
He said, it's something that's been used for years. We've used it. And I said, all right. So he said, that's not what it means, though. So he said, what? I said, that's not what it means. It means laugh out loud. So he said, oh, God.
So I said, well, he's in the care home, yeah, lolling around.
So I said, what's wrong? So he said, well, like the other day, one of my patients died, and I messaged their family with my commiserations, and I said, and I ended it with, "LOL, John." So I was like, "Oh God!"
Did he actually?
Yeah.
Oh my fucking! That is gold dust, and that's what we're about. That we will bring you this content on a weekly basis.
So yeah,
that is gold dust.
Yeah, oh, John had been lolling at everyone's desk.
That John's a cunt, isn't he? Yeah.
Just got a message off John. I mean,
he said, "Sorry, your mum's died," but he's put LOL at the end.
Did he like Barbara? Because.
Yeah. So yeah, right, the secret word is teabag, and to win the prize you will comment underneath our Instagram post.
No, DM it, I'll still give it away to everyone.
Exactly. Thick as fuck up for it. I was like, that everyone understands, everyone's listening to our episode. You gotta privately DM it over to From Lad to Dad's on Instagram.
Our Instagram, they can be on our Instagram.
Our Instagram or our Twitter.
Or they can sign up to our website. It's free.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is sign up with your email and everything else. Send in a little message when you sign up.
Yeah, keep us on our toes. And we will announce the winner in the next episode. Thank you very much, guys, for listening and, being involved in our first visual podcast. This is going up on YouTube, isn't it, Matt?
Yes, it is.
Going up on YouTube when we get the episode on Spotify, and we'll be posting some highlight clips on our Facebook.
Thanks, ladies and gents. We'll see you next week.
See you later on. Bye.
Bye.
Catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.